Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Brachas Daf Lamed Beis. The Gemara in Amud Beis brings a pasuk that teaches us that Hashem will forget the Maisa HaEgel. This brought me back to a Dvar Torah I once saw brought in the Sefer Mishchas Shemen from Reb Chaim Kaufman of Gateshead, Zechuenu Levracha. He quoted from the Avodas Yisrael, the Chazon of Magid, who quotes the pasuk of Yom Pakti Ufakadati Aleim Chatasam, that Hashem was Mavtiach. He promised that he'll always remember the Maisa HaEgel. And the obvious question is, Avinu Avarachamon, Hashem, who we say in davening on Yom Kippur, who say, Leachu Meichel Umavir Ashmaisenu Mechol Shana Veshana. How is it possible that he could write such a strong statement in his Torah that he's always going to remember the Chet HaEgel even after Klal Yisrael did tshuva? And he asks further from our Gemara. Our Gemara says, "Omra Knesset Yisrael of Ne'agadish Baruch Hu Ribayne Shalaylam, Hayol Vein Shikchal of Nechizei Chavaydecha, Shemal Etishka Achli Maisa HaEgel." Perhaps, since Hashem never forgets, will you not forget the Maisa HaEgel? Omra Lo Gam Ela Tishkachna. And the Gemara continues, "Vahayne Omra Rabbi Lazar, Omra Rabbi Oishia, Ma'idich Siv Gam Ela Tishkachna Zeh Maisa HaEgel, Va'anoichi Lo Yashkocheka Zeh Maisa Sinai." So Hashem clearly told Klal Yisrael, I will forget the Maisa HaEgel. How do we reconcile this with the pasuk of Yom Pakti Ufakadati Aleihem Chatasam? And he explained in the name of Rebbe Yitzchak from Radichev, an important yesod, that when a person does mitzvahs, only because that's his nature, that's his teva, and his teva pulls him to do the mitzvahs. For example, a person who has a soft heart and he has rachmanis on poor people, and he gives them parnasa. Is that a raya? Do we see that he wants to do the Ratzon Hashem? He's only doing it because he feels bad. It bothers him. He's in pain when he sees people don't have parnasa and don't have what to eat. But we don't see that he's doing it because that's the Ratzon Hashem. When Klal Yisrael was mekabel Torah from Har Sinai, there was a kitrug that perhaps the only reason why they took the Torah, they accepted the Torah, was because they wanted to do the Ratzon Hashem. They wanted to become close to Hashem. They were the children of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So they had the Toiv, they had a good nature that was rooted in them from their Avos HaKadoshim. But after 40 days on Mamret Har Sinai, and they went, and they made an Egel, and they were as panim, keneged Hashem, it was nikkur that they do have a Sherish of Ra. And they are an amkshe oiref, naturally. That's a raya, that all the good that they do, this that they were makabal the Torah, wasn't just because they have a sherish of kedusha from their avos hakedoshim. Rather, that was their own bechira, that was their choice they made. We want to makabal the Torah, we want to do the Ratzon Hashem. Meaning that the Maisa HaEgel was a giloy lemafreya, the Maimer Har Sinai and Kabbalah HaTorah, was because of their will and their dveikus to become close to Hashem. And that's what Hashem says. I'll always remember the Maisa HaEgel. I'll remember the Maisa HaEgel for your good, to show that not everything you do is because you have a natural natiya to it. When you makabel the Torah, it wasn't just because you had this natural natiya from the Avos HaKadoshim to become close to Hashem. You also have this Sherish of Ra, you have the Am Kshei Oref. You did the Egel, you made the Egel, you sinned against me, but still, you're always striving through the Ratzon Hashem. Have a wonderful day.